patients that are trying to access other care, whether it's family planning care, such as contraception or STI testing, or just coming in for breast and cervical cancer screenings, they're harassing everybody that comes into our clinic. It's also important to note that these terrorists that are outside of our clinic are very closely linked to the politicians that are passing these anti-abortion laws. It's one movement that is not rooted in the well-being of our patients and the well-being of Texans and folks trying to access reproductive care. And it has to stop. We've been saying this for some time. We've been telling politicians about the harms that will happen if we pass these laws. You know, it's exhausting to, as a physician, to tell people that aren't medical professionals about these harms, about what these, you know, violent acts are doing, whether it's outright violence against people or it's violence in the form of these racist and classist laws. But they haven't listened. And unfortunately, they're seeing the consequences of these things play out now. So again, I really, really want to call on people to take action. We've had some success in Kansas, and I'm hoping we'll see the same success in November.
I also wanted to very quickly ask you, Dr. Bhavik Kumar, about the federal appeals court ruling against an Arkansas law banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender children. Three-judge panel ruling temporary injunction against the law, that the law should remain in effect while legal challenges proceed. The whole issue of trans care and how it links to reproductive care.
Yeah, thank you for asking that question. I think there are a lot of similarities between the two. I'm an abortion provider. I also provide trans care. And so it's very clear to me that the playbook that we saw with abortion care, where it was one law, it was one group that was targeted, in this case, minors, it was one state, and slowly, slowly, we saw an overturning of everybody's rights. And here we are with Roe overturned, abortion is inaccessible in so many states. And I can see a similar pattern with trans care, where we have Alabama that's passed a law, we have Arkansas now, we have courts deciding what can and can't happen. At the end of the day, we know that this care is safe. We know that, and I say this as a physician who provides this care, who's trained in providing this trans care is life-saving. It reduces people's ability, it reduces people's suicidality, it saves people's lives. It's important to have people be able to access this care, especially minors. And what we're seeing with the opposition is that they're targeting folks in southern states and targeting the most vulnerable among us. In this case, it's children. And so, again, this is another issue that's very closely linked to anti-abortion movements, where folks that support anti-abortion laws also support these anti-trans laws. At the end of the day, for me as a physician, these decisions should be left between me, my patients. We should use science and medicine and counsel our patients on what's best for them and let them decide what they want to do with their lives and their bodies and uphold their dignity and humanity.
And I'd like to bring Minnie Tamaraju back into the conversation. The recent decision, I think it was on Wednesday, by a federal judge in Idaho, blocking portions of a trigger ban on abortions. Could you talk about that?
Sure. In Idaho, the Department of Justice brought suit on the provision, on EMTALA, the emergency care provision piece. And look, in Idaho, the court did say, look, the ban is still in place, which is deeply problematic. But a good step is that now, if a patient, again, has to prove it, and the doctor has to prove it, so it's not ideal. But if a patient can prove that they have an emergency, they can have access in an emergency room to abortion care. For all the reasons Dr. Kumar just laid out, this is still very problematic, but it's an important first step because this is an example of how the Biden administration is taking a strong stance for reproductive freedom and reproductive rights and trying to use all the tools in their toolbox, particularly the DOJ, to intervene in some of these most problematic cases.
Well, I want to thank you for being with us. There's so much to talk about it, and we will continue to. Minnie Tamaraju is president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. She's speaking to us from Philadelphia. And Dr. Bhavik Kumar is the medical director of primary and trans care at Planned Parenthood Gulf Coast in Houston. Democracy Now! Is currently accepting applications for a people and culture manager. You can learn more and apply at democracynow.org. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Stay safe.
WSTT Pittsburgh, meaty and full of flavor since 1949.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB. A public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva Lamach. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard. For example, on Friday, August 26th, you're out at Beaver Station out in Beaver, and that's a show you're actually playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. How awesome is that? And then on Saturday, the 27th of August, you're doing a early evening, a late afternoon gig, I believe. It's outdoors. It's out at Woolly Bullies. That's in New Brighton. I think you told me the show time for that is 5 p.m., and some guys from Inner Groove Records will be out there DJing and spinning some records, so that sounds like a lot of fun. And then on Sunday, you're down on the North Shore playing Stage AE, part of the tailgate party that they do before Steelers games. And that's, I know you've done that before, and that's always a blast. And that's just so exciting that there's these three dates, three opportunities to catch the 4019s this weekend. Now, before we get into anything, I want to talk about the fact that the 4019s are an LA-based band. That is a pure and simple fact. However, you, Nick, you have roots right here in Western PA.
Right. In the early 80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh, man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know, so I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it, because she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to L.A. a couple years later and got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene, because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
Now, your latest album, New Roaring Twenties, came out on the Big Stir record label. And this was, if my research shows me correctly, this was actually the first full length that Big Stir put out for you. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years. And they started as this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records, and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozo, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30 some odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days. And his motto, you know, it's for fun. That's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time, and just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody as in every show we've ever done. You ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, oh, you guys are having fun up there. So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and let's and you said, you know, basically it's about having, you know, good times. And the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, is isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys. And while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit. And so 49, the judge would say, you know, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, you know, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for, you know, John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf, or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring that extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5 jazz that he's known for. And we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, that's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring Twenties. It's the 4019s. It's for fun. That's what we're living for here on the Beat the Lamont radio program.
Can't settle down, gotta go. Time catches up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out or forget it all. Too much time spent on the past. Gotta live it up, live it fast. Don't tell me it's not true.
Hey, that's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the New Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows. In fact, the very first show is August 26th out at Beaver Station with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers. That is in Beaver on the 27th, which is Saturday. You can find them doing a 5 p.m. show outdoors at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. And then Sunday, the 28th, down on the North Shore, playing Stage AE as part of the Steeler pregame tailgate party before the Steelers take on the Lions. Now, before we played that last song we were talking about, the latest album, New Roaring Twenties. And on this album, and I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally, you did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He says, "Man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth." And John didn't see that, but he says, "Man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever." And he wanted us to do a song. And so Late Night Radio was one of his. And he also he co-wrote with Dan Markell. And so we chose that one. It did quite well out there, so we were happy.
That's the 49th Teens with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring Twenties. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 49th Teens. I hope you're enjoying this. Now, we've been playing selections from their new Roaring Twenties release, but before we get back to more conversation with Nick, how about we go back to their rebooted album and hear something off that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That is the 4019s channeling their inner modern lovers with a 383 Dodge Charger. I pulled that one off of the 4019s rebooted album. My name is Paul. I am the Moxster. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you just tuned in, maybe you don't realize I've been talking with Nick Z of the 4019s. Now, you guys, over the years, whether it's with the 4019s or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
Well, yeah. If you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know? And, for me, being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granatis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Cause those guys were kind of showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, who wouldn't want to play open for The Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say the Stones.
Oh, I was Stones too. I'd take the Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts, Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the king of rock and roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker, and we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby.
Did those tracks, and we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, I learned that one in the army.
Go, 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 little G-T-O-O. Yeah, go, little, go, little, go, little G-T-O-O. She'll give you everything she got.
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at bigstirrecords.com. And me, the Moxer, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me. And I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s have three upcoming shows. Friday, August 26th, out in Beaver, playing with Joe Grushecki and the House Rockers at Beaver Station. And then on Saturday, the 27th, they're in New Brighton playing Woolly Bullies, and that's a 5 p.m. outdoor show. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of fun, what's more fun than playing Stage E at a Steeler pregame tailgate party? Yeah, before the Steelers take on the Lions down on the North Shore, they'll be playing Stage AE. So three great chances to check out the 4019s. My name is Paul. I am the Moxter. And again, Nick, I appreciate your time and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store. I saw a face and I couldn't be sure. Is that you? Old friend, is that you? We rode our bikes on the streetlights. Kissed the girls and got in the fights. Is that you? Old friend, is that you?
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Moxter, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. and generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
What kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, streaming online at wrct.org.
Thank you. Yeah. You. Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain.
Smashing machine. The heat and light of the sun are caused by the nuclear reactions between hydrogen, nitrogen, carbon, and helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees.
Zombo coming in for a landing right here. How does he do it? Why does he do it? How does he do it? Why does he do it?